Peter Ustinov, in his own words. Frost over America. BBC Television, 1st of July, 1970.
You've played a lot of generals in your time, one way and another. Are you fascinated?
I've never stopped having my revenge for the war, really. I was a private for 4.5 years, and I'm still taking my revenge on the general.
What attributed to your incredible record of consistency in remaining a private for 4.5 years?
I think the conviction that if they'd listened to me, the whole thing would have been over some years before.
By what means?
By means of strategy, you know, and tactics of a higher order than the one was actually used.
You said it was rather like being in a prison, being in the Royal Sussex Regiment.
Well, it wasn't really like being in a prison. It was like going back to school again after the school leaving age and performing. Of course, those days were very, very different to what it's become now.
You said once you were once tempted by politics, were you?
Well, I think anybody that likes to talk on occasion is. I'm sure you were too. I have that feeling. But then I think that it would be a wrong thing to do, because I think people like you and I have very, very important duties, simply because we have perhaps more freedom than most people. We have more freedom than politicians. We don't have to convince anybody. We don't have to kiss anybody's babies that we don't want to kiss. We don't have to dress up as miners in mining communities or pretend to play the ukulele in the South. We can be absolutely free, and we can say more or less what we think. Once you have that capacity of saying what you think, you've got to think what you think. And that's an enormous responsibility.